Reading from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. How often have you found yourself saying, I wish I could, I just can't do it? As a child of God, someone who walks with faith in his promise, that phrase should be absent from your mouth, your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Jesus confirms this for us in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. When the angel Gabriel revealed to Mary what was about to happen, angel in Luke chapter 1, verse 37 tells Mary, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then we have Paul connecting all children of God to this truth in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's spend some time studying how this promise comes to us and the ways it empowers us to works which glorify our Lord and Savior. God is listening for us to call out to him in prayer. Now, I'm very much aware that God already knows what we're in need of, as we're told by Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. But God wants to know from you that you're on the same page as he is. As he declares in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We receive this promise of empowerment from God through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. This is told to us in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 through 15. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. That connection and what we receive from it is made even stronger with what we learn in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now let's come to a better understanding of what the promise of God enables us to do. We are to act according to his purpose, which cannot be denied. Job was aware of this, as he says to God in Job chapter 42, verse 2, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. We're guided into living God's word, as James teaches us in James chapter 1, verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Through God's promise, we will overcome all things when his word is obeyed. John makes this abundantly clear throughout his writings. We have this from 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? With God's promise in our heart and soul, we will, not may, we will gain more clarity concerning giving. Giving to others is one of the most important ways that we bring God's grace and mercy to those in need. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 tells us this, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he, meaning God, will pay back what he has given. When we give, we're not to do it to glorify us. We're to do it to glorify God. Jesus explains this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, when Jesus says assuredly, you really need to be listening. I say to you that they have their reward, but when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Finally and foremost, there's love. As Christians, we are to love all, not just those who we like, those we agree with. Love is not to exclude. It's to be directed by the words from Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Love is to carry God's light and truth, as 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8 teaches. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Just as we turn to God's promise for the strength to do His will, our showing of love to all others delivers that strength to them. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. I began this teaching by reading Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 to you, and just as a quick refresher, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That verse, of course, is found in the Old Testament. Too many wrongly believe that the Old and the New Testaments of the Bible are separate entities without any connection. I'll conclude today by proving that belief to be very false. And to do this, let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, which teaches us how to stand on the foundation created through Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, and move forward in faith. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.